In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. They came and they asked the Lord, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" In other words, how many people are going to heaven and how many people are going to hell? And this is a good question. One which most of us have asked at one time or another in our life. Though there are some who simply assume that everyone's going to heaven. This is a heresy, by the way. It's the heresy of universalism. And part of what is wrong with it is that it denies the reality of free will. It denies the possibility that someone could simply say no to God. Now, you'd be foolish to say no to God, but it doesn't mean it is impossible for you to do it. Then there are also those who despair and say, everyone is damned. And one of the reasons that this is wrong is it would make the sacrifice of Jesus useless. If Jesus died to save us and he saved no one, it would mean that his death upon the cross was for no purpose at all. Like I said, it is a good question. But did you notice that Jesus doesn't answer it? Jesus does that a lot. Someone comes and asks him a question, and rather than giving them the answer to their question, he gives them the answer to the question that they should have asked to begin with. Instead, our Lord tells us what is required to be saved. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. By the way, that gate is the person of Jesus. It is narrow and hard to find. The other road, on the other hand, is both wide and straight and many find it. Well, that wasn't in today's reading. Where did you find that? It's elsewhere in the gospel. You know that when we read sacred scripture, the way to truly understand it is to read it in the context of sacred scripture as a whole. You don't just lift verses out and pretend to understand them. You have to read them in the context of the whole Bible. And furthermore, we can't just read the Bible. We have to read it in the context of church teaching and of the writings of the great saints and the fathers. That is how you understand sacred scripture. Jesus goes on to say that there's a limited time to enter through the narrow gate. When does our time run out? It runs out when we die or when the Lord returns in glory. The Master will arise and lock the door. I bet there's someone thinking, that sounds hard. I bet someone at the time of Jesus when he first said that was thinking, that sounds hard. And it is hard. Many who attempt to enter will not be strong enough. Wow, that sounds very depressing, doesn't it? Why even try? You won't be able to make it. And that would be true except for two things. Two things that we also need to remember. The first of which is God desires for us to be saved. There is not a single person that God desires to damn. How do you know that? God himself died in order to make it possible for us to be saved. Secondly, we don't have to enter through our own strength. God is there to help us. He is there to help us if we let him, and only if we let him. He will not force himself upon us. And boy, does he ever help us. The Lord Jesus teaches us. He gives us grace, and he forgives us if we repent. Not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. All we need to do is to cooperate with him and his grace. We need to strive to enter. Notice he doesn't say enter. He says strive to enter. Try. If you try, he will help you. But don't presume. Presume neither that it doesn't matter what you do, he's just going to let you in. Don't presume, on the other hand, that no matter what you do, you're never going to make it. Instead, trust in the Lord Jesus, cooperate with him, seek the narrow way, find the narrow way, and enter into eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.